is not great, but yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Can you hear me? My mic is okay. Okay. There's a big delay.
This is a good way to start off a discussion on science and technology, by the way.
Right. I'm not sure you're hearing me still.
We can hear you loud and clear. So my question is, elaborate a little bit
Okay.
on your citizen science project
Right.
and the value of
Right.
it.
So, yes, we're great. Okay. So I'll just speak, and if at some point it breaks up, you can't understand. I hope somebody in the front there could wave at me so that I know you're not following. I think w the question is about well, I have a background in nanotechnology, but you're also very interested in citizen science, the use of new technologies for citizen participation, and pros and cons of that. So just as by way of a very short background,
Okay, can Aida, will you follow up with the sound people? So this is a good reminder that some of these issues we're talking about may not have matured to its full potential yet. While we're waiting to get Francois back on the line, let me put someone else on the spot. And I'm going to go to Lydia Kostopoulos. And she's a senior researcher with the Digital Society Institute. And been working in the intersection between technology and society, what's called tech convergence or tech society convergence, and focusing on a whole range of issues, but also more specifically on how technologies and artificial intelligence, the issue of cyber, the issue of advances on the other areas are changing how we fight wars, how we view international security. And Lydia, it seems that we often talk about the risks and positive potential of technology. Tell us, can we view the inevitable rise of these technologies to change? What are the pitfalls we face? What are the big trends? What are the upside? So just to kick off the debate a little bit, over to you, Lydia.